The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 194, On the Run.
Did I hear you correctly, Agent Hawk? £50,000?
Yes.
In Jameson's personal account? From whom?
It's from some corporation, I think. Hold on. Oh, I don't believe it.
What? Don't believe what?
Simon, does the firm Deepwater mean anything to you?
Of course. Don't tell me they funded the £50,000.
Who or what is Deepwater?
It's a shell corporation that funded our Rage assistant, Leonard, in Queens.
They also funded Scarlet and the Rage assistant in Houston. This means there is a possibility that Rage may be behind this too.
We just can't seem to get away from them.
There is always the possibility that Deepwater merely took on a faction of Rage as a client. They might not even be aware of Rage. They might just consider them an organized crime syndicate.
Whatever young Jameson has gotten himself mixed up with, we need to get to the bottom of it. I'm issuing a general APB on him. We'll monitor all rail, bus and air terminals. If need be, we'll get Interpol involved.
There has to be a reasonable explanation for this.
He hasn't been with you long enough to have been involved in all these disappearances. He was with us the whole time during the Ukrainian informant disappearance.
Now that's true, but all he needed to do was provide information to the right people. And seeing £50,000 in his bank account is a pretty good sign that he did. Not to mention that right after this deposit, he vanished.
If he vanished, he left with just the clothes on his back. His car is here. His wardrobe is full. It looks like he just walked out. Something just isn't right.
£50,000 can buy a lot of new clothes. If he's involved in this, he wouldn't want to take anything from his past with him. Agent Simon, what do we do now?
The director is doing what needs to be done to apprehend him, if he is on the run. I'm going to go through his flat with a fine tooth comb. I know it's getting late, but could you stay on a little longer and dig deeper into his account?
That was my plan. We need to either catch him or clear him.
I'm secured in the upper cupola. This moon is as desolate as ours. I'm using the infrared scanner, but I don't see anything yet.
Copy that. We're using sweeping ground radar. We'll let you know if we get a target.
Copy that. I'll do the same.
If Bella isn't here somewhere, there's no telling where she went. Theoretically, she could have made one orbit and then headed right back to Callie.
You're absolutely right. Callie wasn't tracking her when she went out of radar range around the other side of the planet. I think if we don't see her on this side of the moon, we're wasting our time.
I truly believe at some point she's going to make a run for the portal. That fighter knocked out communications to Boulderbar. She could go right through it, and unless they had someone sitting there, they'd never see her.
That's true. Even if they spotted her, they wouldn't be able to let us know.
Well, they could, but it would take over 100,000 light years before we got the message.
Yeah, that might be a smidge late.
Unidentified object on the surface, bearing 030, 10 standard nautical miles.
Scanning for target.
Joe Mac, we have an unidentified target. Bearing 030, about 10 out.
Scanning. Nothing on infrared.
Right to 030 for target intercept.
I've got a ping. Stationary object. It's not very large.
Relax, everyone. I have it on the gunscope. It's a lunar buggy. Maybe we can pick it up and salvage it.
Yeah, and I'm picking up some smaller items. This must be an ancient lunar landing site.
Gabby, resume our original course.
Aye, resuming original course.
That's pretty gutsy to make a lunar landing on the dark side. This was before they had communication satellites in orbit.
If I remember right, they had a capsule in orbit. The command module pilot checked in on them every orbital pass.
If Bella is still in orbit, then Callie should have noticed her by now. I'm beginning to think she made one pass and headed back. Nate, let's head back to Callie.
Agreed. Gabby, all ahead 2/3.
All ahead 2/3.
Marco, plot a course to intercept Callie orbit.
Plotting course.
Georgia, as soon as you have a communications link to Cali Center, let me know.
Affirmative, Captain Nate.
If Cali hasn't had any contact with her, I think we need to make a run to the portal.
Agreed. Joe Mack, return to the bridge. We're headed down to Cali.
On me way.
That was not part of the deal.
Both of my stomachs are angry now.
Angry?
Yeah. Can't you hear them growling?
That was you? I thought there was a live fire exercise somewhere.
Yeah, very funny, Lenora.
Okay, much better. You're not going to embarrass me in the mess hall, are you?
I believe they changed the name. It's now referred to as a dining facility. And no, I'm not going to embarrass you. Pyramid made arrangements for me to have KP every night.
All right, I'll bite. What's KP?
First of all, don't say bite around a hungry Hongan. Secondly, KP stands for Kitchen Police.
That's a joke, right? They actually have police to guard the kitchen and they put a Hongan in charge? I believe the expression is having the fox guard the chicken?
No, it has nothing to do with guarding anything. They use the word police to mean cleanup.
Oh, so you're going to be the permanent dishwasher.
What you don't realize is that these dining facilities have to cook whatever is scheduled, no matter how many people show up.
Oh, I see. So you'll not only be cleaning the dishes, you'll be cleaning out the fridge.
And from what I saw last night, I may even gain weight here.
But isn't this some sort of rotating duty?
It was, but Pyramid pulled some strings and got two IDF guys assigned as contract kitchen helpers. I'm being billeted in separate quarters as an allied student, so no one will be the wiser.
Okay, so we've resolved that problem.
What problem?
Your eating problem, Sam. The fact that you can eat what 10 humans can.
I don't see that as a problem. I see that as a bonus.
Well, lucky for us, this is a short course. I can't wait to get on the firing range to beat Hawk's score.
I bet you can't.
I went through his flat and couldn't find much.
Much? Then you did find something.
Unfortunately, yes, I did. I found this.
A one-way ticket to Brazil? Why Brazil? And why one way?
It looks like he's going to make a run for it.
That doesn't make any sense. It looks like he just vanished. He left his car, all his belongings, and a plane ticket to Brazil?
I think it's quite possible that he knew it wouldn't take long for us to figure out what's going on. He knew that we would have the airports covered. See if you can track down how this ticket was purchased.
That shouldn't be too hard. The name of the travel company is right there. I'm afraid that they've already closed for the night.
There's not much we can do here this evening. I suggest we get back to this tomorrow morning. You look confused, Kate. Is there something else about this that you are picking over?
Jameson is a junior analyst. He's barely gotten his feet wet. One day of going through records and he disappears? We had no intention of checking his records. What spooked him? If he was part of this, he could have stayed around and taken his time getting out of the country.
How do you mean?
He could have falsified a lead that would send us on a wild goose chase. While we were chasing down a false lead, he could have tampered with someone else's records to implicate them.
Well, it is a possibility. But the fact is, we did check his records and we found a sizable deposit from the same offshore firm that Leonard and Scarlett used. I think he panicked and ran.
It's too easy. It's just a gut feeling I have.
Yes, Barnes told me all about your famous Kate Hawk gut feeling. I'm just going on the physical evidence. I have that same feeling too, but the evidence is against him, and it's piling up. We need to go where the evidence is pointing. That's what will lead us to the truth.
Look at what we have so far. He's going through Suspect's financials looking for a mole. He gets home and disappears.
And his personal bank account grows by £50,000 overnight.
He leaves without a trace, without his car and personal belongings. He doesn't even take his ticket.
Again, he panicked. He knew we would be watching the airports and bus stations. He won't be able to access any of the money, as the director has had his assets frozen.
Which begs the question, why didn't he make a withdrawal yesterday, right after the deposit was made?
Perhaps the check from Deepwater had to clear first.
You're probably right. I guess we'll know more tomorrow when the bank opens, along with the travel agency.
Now, this time, for real, we'll call it a night.
We'll find out the truth, Agent Simon. Trust me.
You're still at it? You did take a lunch break, right?
Oh, yeah, I brown bagged it today. Did you enjoy your lunch?
Yeah, I had a wonderful salad.
You know, what is it with you and Kate and rabbit food? Didn't Horace ever let you eat meat?
Oh, Dad was always grilling, but a lot of it was fresh seafood, corn, veggies. We just didn't eat a lot of meat. So, did you finish looking at my IRS background research?
Yes, I did. You did a great job. I just faxed over your findings.
Thanks. I was almost disappointed there wasn't something alien in there somewhere.
Yeah, you deal with aliens so much in the IDF, you sometimes forget there's a real world out there. You know, to be honest, it feels weird doing something completely normal. I mean, Claire walks in and you and Kate end up in Queens, along with a team in Houston, and start chasing down a couple of Hongans and a dozen other aliens. I end up on a distant planet, chasing after some mad doctor in Wi-Fi. Then we get a job where nothing special, just a background check.
So you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. I understand. I kept expecting to find some sort of alien connection with this vetting.
Well, let's be happy with normalcy while we have it. Well, so much for that. Hey, Detective Hernandez, what on earth are you doing here?
Detective Barnes, I just wanted to see what retirement looks like.
You remember Kate's sister, Kelly?
Of course. So how is it putting up with this old man?
Well, I figured if Kate could do it, it shouldn't be too hard.
So, are you over here on a case?
Yeah. We had a suspect with ties to Annapolis. And he's being tried here. I had to give testimony today.
That is one thing I do not miss. I'd say let's do lunch, but we just both finished.
I'm good. The precinct covered lunch for me.
All right, well then catch me up what's going on in the SIS.
We still don't have a captain. The lieutenant is still covering. I just don't know why they don't promote him.
It's politics. Always politics. Say, how's Mac doing?
He made detective. You knew that, right?
Yeah, and it's well deserved. How about my favorite rookie?
Nelson keeps getting pulled for special assignment because of his extensive background in explosives. I believe he just got back from Queens on some special assignment.
Queens, huh? Oh, that must have been exciting.
I have no idea what he was doing up there. I think they had some sort of terrorist threat.
You know, I don't know why he just doesn't join the bomb squad.
I asked him the same thing.
What'd he say?
He was tired of things blowing up. He wanted something a little safer.
Yeah, safer, as if working with a special investigation section is safer. Doesn't matter what the job takes. His expertise in explosives is going to follow him all around.
So are you guys getting any interesting cases?
Not really. Just your routine vettings. Pretty much ho-hum stuff.
One of the reasons I stopped by is I wanted to talk to you about occasionally assisting us.
I'd be happy to do that.
It's just with the budget cuts, we find ourselves short-handed once in a while. It'd be nice to call on you once in a while for some background work.
I don't see any problem there.
Great. I'll talk to the lieutenant and let him know that you can make yourself available to assist. I need to get back, so I will bid you fine folks a farewell. Kelly, nice to see you again. I'll be in touch.
Well, that was interesting. Does something like that happen often?
Not really. Things must be getting really tight there.
Sounds like fun to me.
Yeah, I guess. It beats trying to find out if an applicant has paid all their bills and doesn't have an arrest warrant.
We've established orbit, Captain. Do you wish to resume gravitational rotation?
Negative on that. We need Joe Mack in the cupola and we don't need him spinning around. He's dizzy enough as it is.
Oh, I'll give you a big roger that on that one.
Georgia, do you have any radar hits on the Canberra?
I am only detecting smaller objects, most likely satellites.
Call Cali Center and establish flight following. See if there's anything new.
Cali Center, Mercury with you in equatorial orbit. Request flight following.
Mercury, radar contact. What are your intentions?
We'll orbit at least once. Do you have any contact with the Canberra?
Negative, Mercury. None of our tracking stations picked up a vessel re-entering the atmosphere.
Copy that, Cali. We'll contact you prior to orbital exit. Mercury out.
Joe Mack, we're going to remain at zero Gs, so continue looking. If she re-entered, she probably left a contrail.
Looking, but we're on the night side of the planet. What's the plan here?
We're awaiting notification from Cali Center if she's spotted. No tracking station picked up any ship on re-entry. If we don't hear anything, we'll use our orbital assist and head for the Baldabar portal. We still think she wants to get to the Baldabar system.
Yeah, I agree. So we're going to remain zero Gs?
Yes, until we set a course for Baldabar.
All right. I'll keep me seatbelt fastened.
Georgia, prepare calculations for an orbital assist launch to Baldabar portal. I want the best slingshot I can get.
Captain, I understand the calculations for using Cali's gravity for increasing our escape velocity. What does a primitive handheld weapon have to do with it?
You have to understand that English is my second language. Gabby, what would you call it?
It's a figure of speech, Georgia.
I understand. Like a rock from a slingshot, we will be propelled into space. I am learning much from humans. I will add that to my figures of speech database. Those calculations will be ready when you need them.
Excellent.
Of course it is. I am a Robonaut Series 4 AI computer.
Hey, you guys are missing an amazing light show down under. It looks like a massive thunderstorm as far as I can see. I don't think Bella would risk a re-entry in this mess.
Make your way to the bridge. I don't think you'll see anything in these conditions.
On my way down.
All right, everyone. Get settled in. We'll either re-enter Cali's atmosphere or break orbit.
Finally, something interesting. Marksmanship qualification.
Don't you think maybe we should miss a couple of targets?
What? And not beat Kate Hawk's score? I don't think so.
We're not supposed to draw attention to ourselves. If you're as good as you say, we might have a lot of eyes on us.
As good as I say? Are you insinuating I'm not?
I don't know. You talk like you never miss.
I've heard you boast about your shooting skills. Care to make it interesting?
Are you trying to make a wager with me?
No. When you know you're going to win, there's no wager involved.
All right, they're summoning you over. Good luck.
Won't need it.
Are we clear left? Or are we clear right? Firing line is no longer clear. Fires. Secure one magazine, 5 rounds each. Lock and load. Fire, watch your lane. Cease fire. Do we have any alibis? The range is clear.
Well, it looks like you did all right.
All right. You can cover my shot grouping with one of their pennies.
Fire, to the line.
Looks like they're calling you over.
Clear left. Clear right. Firing line is no longer clear. Lock and load. 1 magazine, 5 rounds each. Fires, watch your lanes. Cease fire. Do we have any alibis? Clear your weapons. The firing line is now clear.
Looks like we tied there, Lenora.
Maybe,
but I bet things would be different in a live fire with someone shooting at you.
Yeah, you wouldn't stand a chance. Uh-oh, that officer is gesturing us to come over. I told you we should have missed one or two.
That was an amazing exhibition, you two.
We both have a lot of experience with firearms.
Relax, I'm IDF. I was told to look out for you two.
Well, that's a relief. Wait, are you the guy Pearman had set up my KP duty?
I am, and that's the first time I ever had someone volunteer for permanent KP. I know you're not going to like this, but I will be altering your scores to fall into the top 10% of the class.
10%? Are you serious? I'm the top shooter.
Yes, I know. If it's any consolation, I'll notify Agent Hawk that you beat her score. We just need you two to blend in as normal cadets. The whole purpose for you two being here is to establish a record of attendance. You'll need to do this if you want to assimilate into the agency.
The agency? Which agency?
Yeah, whichever one Pearman assigned you to. Now finish up the qualification. Have fun.
How can I have fun if it doesn't count?
Hey, at least we know we're good.
Well, I got word back from Mrs. Johnstone at the FBI. They were really happy with our background check on their applicant.
Great. One down and who knows how many to go.
Oh, maybe this is number two. Barnes Detective Agency, Kelly Merritt speaking. How can I help you?
Kelly, this is Detective Garrick, Houston PD.
Hey, what's it been, 2 or 3 days? How are you?
I'm doing fine. I called for two reasons. First, did our prisoner make it to Baldivar?
Yeah, Agent Barnes is right here. It's Garrett from Houston checking to see if the prisoners made it to Baldivar. Yeah, Jim said they were defiant to the end. Both are now locked up awaiting trial.
Fantastic. The second thing is that we're asking the IDF for assistance in a case your sister is well familiar with.
The Army officer suspected of running Scarlett's parents off the road? Let me put you on speaker so Jim can hear this.
Hey, Agent Barnes. I was just about to say, without Kate's help, we may not have been able to get Scarlett to cooperate. We were hoping we could get her to help us, but I understand she's with Simon and Jameson in London.
Yeah, they needed some help with an internal matter.
Kate wanted to see this through rather than just putting on a show for Scarlett. You should be getting a call from your Mr. Pearman about putting this case on your front burner, so to speak. I've been tasked to follow up on it, so I'll be coming out there, since the colonel is being held in D.C. and the crime scene was Fort Eustis, Virginia.
Sounds interesting. I'll have Pearman bring us up to speed on the details. When do you expect to be in D.C.?
Hopefully in a couple of days.
Sounds great. I can't wait to do an actual investigation, rather than chasing aliens.
I'll let you know as soon as Pearman fills us in on the details. I'll see you soon.
Sounds good.
Well, that was out of the blue.
You know, as I understand it, Scarlett was to Hank as Leonard was to Louis.
Right, and she refused to cooperate unless this colonel was charged with manslaughter. She felt the whole incident was pushed under the rug.
And Kate was sent to interrogate this guy and get something on tape that would convince Scarlett to cooperate.
Well, and you know Kate. She pushed it and got him riled up enough to request a lawyer. He was arrested on the spot.
Now, we have to solve a cold case. Well, as I've always said, beat the cat up a tree.
Captain Knight, we're coming up on Sumrose.
Very well.
Now we will make the determination of our course of action before committing to another orbit.
Maintain current course and speed. Change our attitude for possible escape velocity.
Copy that. Steady as she goes.
I have George's calculations loaded. I'm ready to execute our Baldivar navigation plan on your order.
I'm betting she's making a run for the portal. If you'd seen those storms, there's no way she'd attempt re-entry.
If there's one thing I've learned about Bella, it's that she's unpredictable. We didn't think she'd attempt an orbital maneuver, but she did. Go ahead and call Center.
Cali Center, Mercury.
Mercury, we have you. Radar contact. Were you able to make any contact?
Negative, Center. We'll be making a decision to re-enter or depart for Baldivar shortly.
Understand.
I say we head for Baldivar. That system is the only place she has to escape with Wi-Fi.
You may be right. We'll give it just a few more moments.
Mercury, we We just received a report from an inbound freighter that they spotted an unknown cargo vessel with no transponder heading for the Boldabar portal.
Center, we acknowledge. Departing for Boldabar.
Marco, initiate course settings. Gabby, punch it.
Will they catch the Canberra before it clears the portal? And what will Barnes' new investigation reveal? And where in the world is junior analyst Jameson? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Chase is On.